Episode 22 of the Do Less, God Bless podcast.
Whoa, dude. Hey, if you're going to be my guest on this podcast, you got to talk correctly.
Last one ever.
Wow.
Let me just say, man, being having you on as a guest of the show has truly been an honor, man. And
22 episodes. You know, when you start a podcast during a pandemic.
Couldn't have said it better myself, man. So I think we're going to have a really, really great episode.
Yes, dude. I'm excited to, maybe get us some emails.
Going through these emails, man, the time of my life.
I thought you were just going to get up and walk away.
I should have.
He's leaving early.
Sad day, bittersweet. Maybe we just call this the end of season one. That's what...
Yeah.
I've noticed that's what a lot of podcasts do when they want to stop doing that.
When they get lazy.
Yeah.
Like, this is just the end of this season.
Yeah. Season two, no word yet when that'll be, but...
No plans whatsoever.
So yeah, here, I like to just say what it is. We're done doing this.
We're done. Who knows what maybe...
Who knows when season two...
Yeah.
Who knows? But yes, Do Less Guest Pod is still happening with me and Jake every Thursday. If you want us, you can have us. That's what I always say.
If you want to come and get it.
TradeKennedy.com/DLG to do that. We're gonna give you a great final pod. And I'm excited for next year, man. I can really focus on Correct Opinions and Do Less Guests. We're gonna... I had a nice call with my agent the other day about the shows next year.
You're Asian. Tell me more about that.
Well,
I don't know if you should call. That
I know. I didn't. You know what? It's the last podcast, so I'll spill the beans. I do have a number of Asians that that I make book my shows, and they're just really efficient people and
yes,
very kind.
They're on a different time zone too, so you can both be working at the same time, which is smart.
So they're getting that done, and they recommended that, yeah, we do these shows at this place. But gave me a really fun whole lineup of a bunch of cities all of next year. Well, not at the start of the year, but...
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I know.
When do you think you'll be able to, like, announce it? Like, when is that going to, like, become official?
Because
I want to tell some people.
Probably start of the year or something. They're doing a lot of fine-tuning. It's just not...
2021?
They made a good point, which is interesting how, like... My agents or Asians, they're very...
Whichever.
Yeah, they're very clever. They made a good point, you know? It's like, okay, I have a show in Atlanta on a Thursday, but so does Lil Uzi Vert and Taylor Swift and this other comedian.
Oh, no way.
Well, I mean, it's just like everyone... Think of all of everyone's the things happening in the back half of 2021.
And
so.
Get this? Elvis Presley. Yeah. I don't know. They found a way.
Somehow COVID...
He's going to be in concert the same night you want to be there. So, Elvis and Tupac doing a little show together.
But it is cool. Yeah, it's just it's a bizarre situation to begin to experience something that's so surreal. Like, I can't believe this many people want to come out and see my shows, and they're like, what? And it's truly like waiting a year and a half for that reality, you know? It's like, I can't believe this is happening. Well, I guess maybe it isn't happening, but I can't believe it maybe will happen many months from now.
Like a season two of the tour.
Yeah. So
it's very exciting.
That's exciting, man. Do Less, God Bless, episode 22, final one of season one.
22.
Yep. Thank you guys for all the support.
I'm going to be singing a lot today since it's my last chance too.
Good. We love that.
Yes.
And here's a little more singing from Jake. Roll music.
Here we go.
Please just do. Bless, God bless. Do less, God bless. Do less, God bless. The Do Less, God Bless podcast.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
Pitchy, all over the place. All over the place.
Dude, I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What? Jake, I thought I'd start us off hot with a little email.
I love starting
two
hot.
Two guidance.
Fire me up.
Does she want to be anonymous? That's what I think I look for. No, it doesn't look like it. Hannah Joy.
Hannah.
Big fan of the podcast and all the content y'all create. Also really appreciate the extra pods on the Do Less Guests page. Thank you, Hannah. Shout out Do Less Guests.
Okay.
I received a quite humorous DM today. I'm reading it thinking, why does this man think I'm interested in any of the things he's explaining to me?
Cool.
She sends screenshots. We're going to dive in. She goes, mind you, a singer I really like reposted this guy's story singing, and I wanted to watch the rest of it because it was funny. Didn't think he noticed me watching his story with over 3,000 followers, but I was wrong.
Yeah, people notice too much of that stuff.
I know. I've stopped looking at some people's stories, especially because I have the check mark, right? So I've been called out over the years in weird moments of just like, see people in my story or something. I'm like, all right, I'll never look at it again.
Okay, you got what you wanted. I'll stop. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, girlfriend from high school. I don't mean anything by it. No.
Look, sorry, you know, Jenna, I know we broke up a while ago, and I don't know why I was on your dog's account. I'm just hoping to see a glimpse of you. And if you and Jared are still together.
Yeah, message me back.
Gosh, that's crazy.
It's not that big a deal.
Saw that. I gotta get a new account.
So she said, also maybe explain why guys do this thing where they try to show off their money, da-da-da. Looks like he wrecked you a story or something. He said, question, what's up? Where are you from? North Carolina. Why, what's up? He said, I thought she lived in Texas. I was going to see you. She? I don't know. I was going to see you when you're down. What did he say? I was going to see you. You're down to go to dinner. Is he stating that to her? You are down to go to dinner with me.
Oh, you're from North Carolina? Cool. So you're down to go to dinner with me?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Texas. She goes, ha, I appreciate it, but nope, I'm in North Carolina. He goes, why on my own private this guy is illiterate, but I think he's trying to say, I own my private plane. It's not nothing big, nothing fancy, but it's a 4-seater aircraft, so I can fly.
I can fly go anywhere?
I can fly go anywhere. I want to. So if you're still down, I could definitely fly it out to go see you.
This dude definitely has a private plane. There's no doubt in my mind that he's telling the truth.
This is one of the same with like Nigerian prince, millions of dollars. You take, give social security.
Card. Money order. Wells Fargo now. 5,000. Yeah. It'll go up to 10,000 tomorrow.
You give me 5,000. I give you 5 million. Good deal for you. Helps me because I have too much. Haha, no thanks. I'm not into the fancy impress me with your plane kind of guys.
Good thanks for Hannah Joy. Good for you.
That was a full denial, dude.
Yeah.
She's leaving no ifs, ands, and buts.
No doubt.
But he dives in. I can put you understand the airplane wasn't for you. It was just for me to get to you. I don't usually let people ride my airplane. It's not crazy. It's not expensive in the plane.
We get it. It's not a fancy airplane.
It only cost me 30 grand.
Wow.
It's an old airplane. I just bought it because I do a lot of comedy shows. Oh. I just feel like going...
I love
to
this
the story. Airport, so it was really cheaper for me to just get my plane license and fly myself.
Listen, yeah, that's easier.
This isn't some big Learjet, okay? This cost me 30 grand. This thing, I'm rolling the dice every time I take it up in the air.
It was just 30 grand, and I've been doing a little bit of stand-up comedy, and so I thought it'd be easier for me to go get my pilot's license, go ahead and dock it about 2,000 hours in the air. That way, now I can fly on my own, and now it's way easier. And comedy's kind of shut down because of COVID. So now I just DM girls on Instagram who live in North Carolina and I make them an offer to go eat dinner with me in Texas instead. But it's not fancy.
Yeah.
It's not a fancy plane. So what do you think?
I just thought you were a beautiful woman. I just wanted to fly up there to get to know you a little bit. But trust me, I'm not going to try to impress you with an airplane because once you see it, you'll be like, oh, that's a piece of crap.
And by the way, that was Trey reading it. That was not Trey going along. Like, that's what that guy said.
Yeah.
He's really hammering home it's not a nice plane.
She said, well, then it's a good thing I won't see it. Again, no thank you. Have a nice day.
Hannah Joy. Yes.
He said, you have a marvelous day and an even better life. Thank you for your time. Didn't mean to upset you. Just trying to have a conversation with beautiful young woman. So I respect your decision and thank you for your time. Well, that was a nice, nice send off, but
nice send off.
So I loved the progression of that. This guy was like, well, I mean, if you're out there, I'm out here. I could, I own my own plane. I can come see you. She's like, I don't. Planes don't impress me. He's like, oh yeah. I mean,
barely impresses me. This thing's garbage.
Once you see it, you'd be like, blah. Not impressed. So that's not the point of this.
Whenever I land on the private, you know, air, you know, tarmacs that I do, I always park it around back because I'm so embarrassed by it. So if we were to hang out, you would never see the plane.
I would keep it. I don't even want to see the people judging it. So I close my eyes when I land the thing. You should come ride with me. I don't even, because I don't want to see these people judge me because, like, ew, gross, this plane alive.
When you see it, you're going to like, bah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. You're going to, I thought. Whatever you're imagining a private plane, like, lower your standards. Like, it is, like, barely even, like, a plane. Yeah. Like, one of the wings is kind of, I don't want to say detached, but it is rickety.
Yeah. Like, the wings of the airplane literally flap. So it's interesting. I'd love.
You ever seen a large falcon? It's kind of like that.
Yeah. I'd love.
It's got talents.
I wish you would have gone through with it. Imagine if this guy's like, I'll send the plane. And you're like, oh, this guy's got money. And it's just like a glorified something they do with those Red Bull things where, like, people like make it in their garage and they're like, let's see if we can go 10 yards.
It's just like, spray painted cardboard that they just run off of a ledge with really fast.
In like a chicken outfit. Yeah. Or
maybe like, pull those up. Well, up to you. They're kind of funny.
Or I'll send you a car. And it's just, it's like an Uber.
It's a bird scooter.
Yeah. A bird scooter. I'll send you. I got some private transportation for you.
Send you a plane. Have you ever been in one of those, not a private plane, but like a tiny airport, tiny, like 9-person plane?
Have I?
I'll talk about my experience after this.
I have. It's
homemade flying machines. The best of Red Bull Flug Tag 20. Flug Tag? That sounds like a cuss word.
This is what this guy's picking you up in. What's up, girl? Who wants a ride?
Dude, that's immaculate. That's a giant corn on the cob. It's a full mallard.
Oh! Nice.
I got pretty far.
Oh! Okay. Are these people... Who makes these? Do they not do any research? I feel like every one of them just nosedives.
This is like rec league basketball where they say you can't have a college athlete. Oh, batteries died. But what I was saying was this seems like, you know, rec league basketball, they're like, all right, if you play the lower division, you can't have anyone who played any college ball on your team. This is like, if you want to do flug tag, you can't have any engineers on your team. Exactly. We want good old boys. We want insurance salesmen. We would like some, maybe some finance guys. Give me a couple. Not even a mechanic, actually. Can't even have that. But just...
flug tag. It looks fun. I feel like I would just tie wings on my back and just get a running start, and I'd finish in the top half. Oh, there you go. Yeah, just kind of jump off. Oh, okay. Not bad. Oh. Oh, wow. That guy's killing it. That'd be the really fun 3 seconds.
It's cool that, to be the best at the sport, you have to go 15 feet.
Oh, man.
What a rush.
Oh, look at this. I mean, yeah.
There's not even wings on that. It's just a boat. Oh, wow. He did a gainer. You guys really need to check this out on YouTube. That's entertaining.
That's good stuff. Okay.
Watch that for hours.
All right. That was a heck of a DM, man. Hannah, thanks for sending.
Yeah, Hannah. I got a kick out of that. That was good. You know, in the office when Andy, Bernard, and Daryl are texting, and Daryl's like, now that's a text.
Yeah.
Hannah Joy, now that's an email.
Desiree says, hey, Trey and Jake, love the pod. Wasn't sure if this email was to be categorized as two guy answer emails from females.
We know, okay? They're similar.
Yeah, that was...
That's why we're quitting the podcast. We didn't have good segments.
I need your thoughts and feedback on this specific comment. Are you okay? You look tired. I'm required to wear a mask all day for work, so I haven't been wearing makeup to avoid getting mask acne.
Maskne. Yeah.
I feel like most people have heard this comment or have said it to someone before and have suggestions on how to respond. Extra thoughts. Do people make that comment to guys? What do you guys do to not look tired? Since they don't wear eye concealer makeup. Don't put this on the pod. Jake, you're very attractive. Sorry, Desiree. That's what I'm saying, dude. It's like a few comments about Jake being single. It's like hawks to prey, man.
But if you wanted to come and get it. No.
I did that one. There's a friend's over and I go. And so truly is what I meant in my head was Katie was just doing kind of like a acting very like I'm sleepy or something.
Okay.
And so I just did a very quick without thinking, which is one of my favorite things to do. Not think, just talk.
Good.
And I was like, Katie, you look tired. And some friends, and everyone's like, oh, and she handed up. She's like, wow, really? I'm like, no. I like didn't even try to defend myself. I'm like, you guys good? You get it out of your system? You know what I was saying. You're clearly behaving as if you're tired. So maybe that's what you have to keep in mind, Desiree, is.
Maybe you are tired.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, first and foremost, be like, you look tired. Did they nail it?
Yeah. Are you?
Well, I am exhausted, so.
Like, thank you. Yeah. Yes, I'm exhausted. Thank and no noticing. One has asked me about it. You kind of did. I slept 3 hours.
Females have very interesting codes, right? You'd be like, you look sad. Girls would appreciate that. You look confused. Let me help you. They'd appreciate that.
You look confused.
You look tired.
You look dumb.
How dare you? You look
like you don't really know what's going on.
Girl, you look smart, but that booty look dumb.
Oh, dumb thick. Oh.
Dumb with no B. Thick with no K. That's say hot. Thick. Say thick with the typical thick. Pronounce it with a K.
Thick.
And then say thick with several C's.
I will need some peanut butter on the roof of my mouth.
Thick. That's how you pronounce it. Yeah, what do you think of for Desiree here?
I think, Desi Doo, I think you just got to fight fire with fire. Just immediately go, you know, ooh, thought of it. I think I've said this on a podcast before. I can't remember. Podcast problems. That's why we're going down to two. Winston Churchill had a famous quote where I guess he was a little drunk in the streets, and someone was like, hey, you need to like clean up your life. You know, like you're just staggering around. You're drunk. This is embarrassing. And he goes, ma'am, in the morning, I'll be sober, but you will still be ugly. So maybe, yeah, Desiree, dude, you hit him with something like that.
Nice.
Like, I am a little tired right now, but guess what? Dude. Tomorrow I'll be refreshed, but you are still going to be a jerk.
Winston used to just...
Boom! Roasted.
Yeah, Winston used to just verbally destroy people. People forget that. I think...
The Iron Curtain.
I thought you were going to say... Because I think he'd get drunk, he's just a big cat caller. That's what I heard about Winston.
He loved cats.
Honey, I may be drunk, but you ain't looking too good. I'm a 10 on the drunk scale, and you're still a 2. That's a Winston Churchill quote.
Winston Churchill. 1894, I think, is when he said that.
Do you have any idea when he was alive?
I think early 1900s.
Yeah, he was the only reason I know. He was Time Person of the Year in like the 40s.
Yeah, I was going to say. The Iron Curtain speech was like a World War II thing.
Okay. Where he was like, right? He's like, I wouldn't touch you with an Iron Curtain. Was he talking trash to another woman? Or what's the Iron Curtain speech?
The Iron Curtain, it was just a speech he gave on the street one night. Okay, it was just like, hey, all you cool cats and kittens, because he was catcalling, gather around. And then he just gave a speech about, does the Iron Curtain match the Iron Drapes? And everyone's like, dude, stop.
Yeah, stop. Stop. Winston, dude.
Winston, you're an animal. You got to stop.
Winston,
and then
dude.
He was prime minister.
Yeah.
And then, luckily they couldn't pull up old tweets. They could just pull up old stories from the street right. And no one believed him.
Back in the day, you kind of savagely rose your way to the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, man. I wouldn't take you to dinner between an Iron Curtain. You're so ugly. Winston.
Winston, 1904.
Famous speech.
Recently, someone...
Gettysburg Address? Do you know what that one was?
That was old Honest Abe, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Guy was a savage, too.
He had a... Dude, how do they colorize... Sorry, I jumped ahead in my mind. I saw a recent picture that was like Abraham Lincoln, 18, you know, 60-something, colorized. How do they do that? How do they know the color... Like, are they just guessing what color shirt they had, or do they know?
I think it's kind of like a horoscope thing or something. Maybe a mood ring.
He was a Pisces.
He's a Pisces. They love purple.
They love purple.
Love purple. They love purple. Gettysburg Address, man. He was, because he was known as, he was big, tall, ugly guy. Everyone said he was homely, which is a synonym for ugly.
His chin did kind of stick out. Like he would get it caught on door frames, but so he would turn the corner.
The Gettysburg Address was him kind of addressing all of the women who were talking trash. Like, okay, you may be president. You may have like made a huge step forward in this whole kind of slavery thing, but you ugly. And he addressed me. He's like, oh, I'm president. Ladies, did you have a say in that? No.
Not yet.
No, you can't. And then people are like, whoa, Abe, chill. And so that was the Gettysburg Address.
Most people don't know that there was a second Gettysburg Address, too, where... go ahead and get your pens out, guys. Write this down. This is the history portion of the podcast. Mm. He didn't feel like his message was totally received in the first Gettys Address. And so in a second one, he wore a dress. And he's like, that's right. This is my Gettysburg dress.
Yes.
And it was very forward-thinking of him. He just kind of pranced around in the dress and said some really misogynistic things. Mm-hmm. It was pretty terrible.
He had the top hat and everything with the dress, right?
The top hat? He would take the top hat off.
Have you ever in your mind, ever in your life met a guy named Abe?
I went to college with a guy named Abraham, I think.
Well, that makes sense, actually. As I said that, I was like, have you ever met a guy named Abraham? You're like, yeah, you were pretty deep in, if you're ever to meet an Abraham. Probably a lot of Noahs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't several Noahs. Honest to God, I don't think I've ever met a guy named Abe. I think we need more Abes.
Really? Let's get him back in circulation. What happened?
I don't know.
You know, it's like the $2 bill. Like, are we losing this? Let's get it back. I don't want to lose a $2 bill.
$2 bills are ridiculous. So those are still work, right?
Like, yeah.
Why?
But they're rare, so you're supposed to not spend them.
Yeah. At one point, will they increase in value? I remember that's a very grandpa thing. When he got a hand, he like gave each grandchildren a few $2 bills.
Yeah, I got. Like, did every person get $2 bills from their grandpa?
Yep. Yep.
Why?
Why
are they just sitting on like a stockpile of $2 bills?
I don't know. I mean, what will be the equivalent for us? Well, like, here's your Bitcoin. Like, Dad, this isn't even... It's V-Bucks, Dad.
This is how you bought Fortnite skins. This does nothing for me. Yeah, what will we pass on that might be, like, kind of rare? Maybe just, like, coins in general. I could legitimately see that. Just, like, a quarter being like, yeah, you could still use this, but no one has for 40 years. Yeah.
What will be our... So, if, like, grandparents, you know, they had certain issues, and, like, well, it's because you're less of risk for that, because... Everyone's grandparents smoked a bunch of cigarettes and probably drank more, you know, because back then it was like, this is cool and good for you.
This is sweet.
So what? I wonder what ours will be. Like, grandpa's still there eating. He's still eating this weird funnel burrito made out of like the synthetic cheese. Like, hey, I grew up on this. This is good stuff.
I turned out fine, didn't I?
Yeah. Hand me my insulin. I think that, I think that could probably be our thing. Maybe just. Weird foods like that? I don't know.
I think soda will be kind of like that. I think soda will be our generation cigarettes, where it's like, ooh, we used to really drink this.
Yeah, I agree.
And we used to put aspartame in the diet drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, we had no idea.
Yeah. Aspartame? Is that how it's pronounced?
I don't know.
It's aspartame.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I swear, dude. Is that how it's pronounced?
I think in certain parts of the country,
right. Yeah, it's just in the South.
Aspartame.
Yeah. Aspartame. But anyway, yeah, I agree, though. I think we love the soda, and growing up, it was like, we're doing great making sure our kids only have one of these a day.
Yeah.
Like, that's good parenting. Yeah. And I really have one. I've really gotten them out of my diet, which I'm proud of, because I used to drink this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it does taste good. Like, you guys know, you've had it, right? Yeah.
But when you get out of it, it is true. I feel like whenever I was in it, people be like, if you just give it up for a while, you'll never want it again. I'm like, shut up. But there's a little bit, there's random days where I'm like, ooh, but I think I'm so used to not drinking stuff like that. I get down half maybe a Pepsi or something, and my teeth feel, they get gritty, dude. And I just feel the sugar like.
Starting to gritty.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, I can only do part of it. Like, you see, every now and then I get a Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. I just want the kind of fizz and the taste, but I only drink like half of it.
Yeah, we are kind of the same now, which I'm proud of. I gave up soda during quarantine, mm-hmm. and I'll go back every now and then. But it's interesting. Like, Dr. Pepper is like almost a little too syrupy for me now. Like, whenever I want to take a step back, Dr. Pepper is like, oh, this is just like, I could taste all 23 flavors because they're all syrup. Yeah. But like, Coke tastes nice.
Okay.
So whenever I relapse,
your body really does adjustment. I used to drink sweet tea by the gallon.
I still do that.
Okay. But I gave it up slowly. And now, dude, if you gave me that full super sweet tea, I'm like, I don't want any part of this.
I didn't notice. Yeah, you get a lot of unsweetened tea, and I'm like, are you crazy?
Because your body, if you gave up sweet tea and just you tried to have it a year later, you'd be like, oh, I used to really like this stuff. It's like, this is candy in a jar.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I totally believe
you
that.
Get out of
that. Same with like black coffee, I'm sure too. I haven't got to that point.
I just that's how I got off. Coke is I was just Uh-oh. Like yeah that always Trey sounds
had a little
weird.
Bit of a past
that'll never not sound weird is how I just I was like I'm gonna my first step was like I'm gonna make this coffee with like cream and sugar so it tastes it definitely is not good as Coke but it's doable. I'm getting my caffeine and you kind of wean yourself off. Now I'm drinking black coffee. This is gross But then I was also drinking like horrible my internship coffee at like a corporate office. That coffee's always bad. If you get some good coffee, man, you start to really like it. I seriously think like in the past years when I've fully been like, I truly like black coffee. For a while, I feel like I was, this is fine.
Just tricking yourself.
Yeah. Which is a weird thing we do as humans.
You're like, no.
Trick yourselves constantly about like beer until finally, like, oh, I finally do enjoy this. No one liked that for the first several years they drank it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's where I'm at with the whole tick bite thing. I can't have red meat. For most of the last year of my life, I've just tricked myself into thinking, yeah, turkey bacon's not that bad. No. I like it.
Turkey bacon.
Man. Real high pitch. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. But it is not good.
Turkey bacon. Yeah. Turkey bacon is one of the more offensive food items.
Like, ground turkey, pretty good replacement for ground beef. Turkey bacon.
Ugh. Yeah. It's offensive.
It's offensive. It's offensive to the pigs.
It is.
It's like a great value Oreo brand. It's like, no, let's let Nabisco just have Oreos. Let's not make it an off brand. They do it very well.
I follow this person who's like a big time like vegan because they, not for health reasons, because they hate that the animals are like killed.
Like ethical. And, yeah.
And so they'll share videos of, you know, like a pig that is just like in a pen.
Yeah. I do not like watching those videos.
And they'll be like, would you care if this was your dog? Or would you care if this was a dog?
Mm.
And I felt bad because I was just like, I don't think I would.
Not tomato, tomato.
You're not getting me with that argument. I don't.
Try a different
one. I do like
one.
Dogs, but dogs, if a dog's behind was as marbly and as juicy as a sirloin, little Scruffy would be yes, at the slaughterhouse. Yes.
Give me that dog bacon.
Yeah. Isn't that culturally? Isn't that actually what we do? Dogs are beloved. We love so many people love dogs just as much as their human children. But the chicken on their plate, just keep firing those up, man.
Yeah,
those are tasty.
It's weird that we only eat a few animals because I bet a lot of them taste good.
Yeah, I wonder.
Komodo dragon? You're telling me that doesn't have a little bit of flavor to it?
Yeah,
those things could spit fire.
Spicy, yeah,
that thing's gotta taste good.
Yeah, give me some.
6 feet Komodo, long. Man. There's gotta be some cut of meat in there that's good.
Right, Komodos. Those would just probably be tougher to farm. You get this 6 foot lizard running around. Like, get it.
Like, I get a sheepdog. What's he gonna do to you know hurt a?
I've had a lot of. I'm a guy who, if I'm gonna place and there's something bizarre on the menu, I'm gonna order it. So I've had your rabbit. I've had alligator. I've had frog legs. I've had.
You had shark?
No.
I've had a food you haven't had.
I don't think I have. Maybe? I don't think I have. How was it?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, I'm not like going online like, how can I deliver shark to my door?
Oh, I think we, back in the day in an old Correct Opinions, I remember we delved into, because I was into watching weird shows where these guys, I was reading a book of these people who grew up in the woods and they'd eat bear meat. Like my favorite meal as a kid was bear meat. That's how I was raised. I was like, why don't we eat? I've never had bear meat.
Yeah.
But it's. This makes total sense. We don't eat carnivores.
I was going to say, yeah.
Because they tend to taste like
whatever they ate.
Their last meal, yeah.
I'd be down for like a bear salmon combo, though.
Right, right.
That's like if they're eating like good.
Would, yeah.
This is kind of a 2-for-1 for me.
I guess as well, since they're eating other meat product, other food, meat stuff that we probably shouldn't eat, so we have a higher risk of like it's less healthy meat or something. Like when you feed it. We know grass is fine. Just have that cow eat grass and we're not going to get some weird pathogen. But a bear's out there eating, Lord knows what, muskrats and...
muskrats.
Yeah, I don't know.
Muskrat, street rat. That's the end of this Aladdin singing portion. Trey, your face looks alarmed.
It was a brand deal drama, but we're fine.
Ooh. BDD.
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. It's just... it's a good place to be. I'm busy, so I'm not like, usually we're pretty on it, right? A brand's like, we need this video. I'm like, no problem. I'm just kind of like, I'm gonna need some time.
You get it when you get it, all right?
And some people are like, hurry it up. But it's all good.
One other thing, back to old Desiree's email. I recently had that kind of happen to me in real life, but it wasn't you look tired. It was, I was on the pickleball courts. No surprise there. I was playing and...
Just grinding.
And a girl that, I won't dox her full name, but you're friends with her. And you used to hang out with her a lot more, and now you don't, but Abby, our friend Abby.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I believe so.
I'm playing with a bunch of friends that she knows as well. She comes onto the courts, and she was like, how long have you guys been up here? We're like, oh, we just got here, probably like 15 minutes. Okay, whoa, Jake, you're like really sweaty for 15 minutes. And then she like doubles down, like, okay, whoa, like no one else here is like as sweaty as you.
You gotta explain this to me. You look tired.
You look, oh my gosh.
What, did you have an explanation?
Surely you've been here for hours.
Or were you just like, it is what it is?
I fired back. You know, this is obviously pre-Desiree email, but I did what I, my advice. I said, oh, okay, so Abby, you look kind of comfy tonight. I like those kind of clothes. The sweatpants. Did you have a?
Yeah.
Did we stay at home and work today? Or
nice.
You look comfy.
That's, yeah, you gotta give it back. Nice. Yeah. Shut her down.
So,
but like, why were you so sweaty in 15 minutes?
I don't. It was a human night.
Just getting.
It's human.
Hey, it's you. Hey, talk to the.
It's not human. Me. It's I don't know.
All right.
Summer solstice.
Jeez.
Take it up with them. This is a while ago, so it was like August. And oftentimes people make fun of me because I don't do a good job of wearing like sporty shirts. Like I'll wear like a soft like.
Did you have a collared shirt last night?
Cotton. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that annoys me. You're doing you're like, I'm going to run around and do some sports tonight. Where's my button up?
It was a. Yes, I did have buttons and a collar.
A half step up from jeans and PE, you know.
But it was a shirt I got from a thrift store in Hawaii. So, and our team name is Business Casual. And I was like, I think for Hawaiians, this is Business Casual.
Okay.
I'm going to dress the part for the tournament.
Okay. I didn't know the facts, and that's my fault. Honestly, a huge flex. You guys should literally dress Business Casual. How funny that'd be. You're whooping people in a pair of like Banana Republic slacks.
So that's where the name came from is... Isaac and I, before we played pickleball, we would play these 3-on-3 basketball tournaments and you had to have a team name. And so we would go by the name Business Casual and we would show up in khakis and a long sleeve collared shirt. And then just like own people.
Yeah.
Like no one's expecting this dude to have like a 40-inch vertical khakis. Not me. I'm talking about my friend Isaac.
Right.
And yeah, we would own people. And so then when it came time for a pickleball team name, we're like, I guess we got to stick with Business Casual, but you just get a little too sweaty. So we don't play in khakis. But it was fun being in the Hawaiian shirt. Got a lot of good comments. And
Hawaiian shirts are nice.
Got done with the game on time last night, and the guy who runs it, he was like, how'd you guys do? Did you guys win? I go, I'm in a Hawaiian shirt, Jack. What do you think?
But crushing
like,
it.
Said it loud enough for like nice. A lot of people to hear.
Crush.
Yeah, it was great. Crush. I did. Yeah, I will set it.
Yeah, are you a big Hawaiian shirt guy?
You know, I brought a Hawaiian shirt to the last time I went to Hawaii, and I took a picture in front of the Nepali coast, which is like the most beautiful place I've ever been in my life. And I look back at the pictures and I regret wearing that Hawaiian shirt. It just looks so tacky and hokey. I'm like, why did no one tell me not to wear this? Like, it's so beautiful. I took my nice camera. I got a nice tan. Hair is looking good. I mean, everything is ideal. Except I'm in a freaking Hawaiian shirt. Not even a good one. Not even like a good Andy Reid Hawaiian shirt. This is just like so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Oh, so I need to stop.
Okay.
I will stop. 2021, New Year's resolution.
Man, I'm realizing how little I care about clothes anymore. I used to,
that's not true.
It's just going down. I mean, no. So it's this year has decreased a lot. So I'm sitting there like making sure Christmas list. I'm trying to find shirts. I'm like, man, I've really, really, I think I'm fully down to like, every now and then I'll get something cool, but I just can't find anything I want anymore. And I've just like black jeans and a t-shirt.
Let's go basics.
Yeah.
But the shoes, we're still...
Shoes, going down too, man. I've only bought...
Really?
One pair this year, which is a normal person thing to do. But, you know, I had a phase where I was getting a pair every couple of months, man. I was just trying to find the new cool sneaker, trying to find something. I don't know. It's just something I'm caring much less about.
This actually reminds me, I meant to have this conversation with you off the pod, at least, or probably a month or so ago. After one of the shows we did, I forget where, maybe Toledo, this guy hit me up like in person. He was like, hey, love the show, whatever. He was like, by the way, here's my Instagram. I saw that Trey was rocking the, you know, some shoe I've never heard of on stage tonight. I was like, oh yeah, he's like a big shoe
stuff.
Guy. Yeah, just
hypey
stuff. Just Gucci, you know, Supreme stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, I like personalize like celebrity shoes for him. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, so you're like the guy when like Odell Beckham Jr. has shoes on. I've never, you know, cleats.
Yeah, it's like he's SpongeBob like, on his cleats or something.
Yeah, but. He's like, yeah, I do those. And he's like, tell Trey if he ever wants any like personalized shoes, I can make them for him.
You didn't tell me this right away?
I forgot till now.
Oh, well, thanks for telling me.
I think I can remember about 60% of his name. So I'll tell you afterwards. Yeah. If you want some personalized shoes, you know, I got a guy.
Now you say, maybe I take back everything I said.
You're back.
Throw it out there. I'm 11 and a half.
11 and a half.
Just for our do less, God bless listenership. Maybe I see it a show next year. You
show up with your shoes.
Yeah.
Show up with your shoes.
It's so pathetic. And I just like, how funny would that be if that was like a thing? And every show I did, I walked away with like 8 pairs of shoes. I'm like, stop. Okay, stop.
Okay, now it's too much.
I can't. What do I do with all of these?
I assume it's like a teacher on like Teacher's Day and every student brings you an apple.
Yeah, yeah.
What am I going to do with 24 apples?
And all the same size. Do you know how hard it is to just walk down the street and be like, hey, homeless guy, what size are you? He's like 9. You're like, ugh. All right. Do you know anyone who's a little bit bigger?
You have any taller homeless people that you know? Or could you like,
this is a very tough, specific thing to try to donate.
Could you like triple socket maybe?
Yeah.
And maybe fit in 11 and a half?
Gosh. Oh, yeah. I think too, in moving and stuff, you just see you have too much crap. And I, you know, I have a larger closet now and it's like all I can do to get my stuff in it. It's like, I don't need to.
I guess you need to do less. Chill. Is that what you're saying? Less. Yes.
God bless. Thank you. You got any big...
So be lazy?
Yeah, you want to be lazy? Any holiday plans?
Holiday plans. You have to be more specific. Which holiday are you talking about? I celebrate all of them.
Okay, where are we at? I apologize, this is offensive. Where are we at in the whole kind of Hanukkah thing?
Oh, I'm still very pro-Hanukkah.
Yeah, well, like, it's like a schedule, right? There's like a number of days involved, or...
You know, I don't follow it as closely as I used to. I'm kind of right. Like you in fashion. You know, nice. I'm kind of on my way down. I'm
used to the whole thing, but
yeah, I'm bearish on Hanukkah.
Okay, December 10th. It okay. Starts.
Oh yeah, so I'm a little ways into it. Yeah,
December 10th, yes. Actually. Happy Hanukkah!
Not when this comes out, Trey.
Okay,
when this comes out.
Sorry.
And yeah, I'm in the heat of Hanukkah. I think I'm in the second trimester. And it's good.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it. I don't have any other plans other than just to keep pushing.
Right.
Gosh, sorry.
Keep pushing.
Jewish people. I don't know anything about Hanukkah. I can't even fake it.
You're getting there. Starting sorry. See the head.
we're going to get it. Push.
Push.
Any other holidays you want to ask me about? And maybe make me say offensive things?
Jeez. Ramadan was a while back, huh?
What'd you say?
Ramadan. I'll never forget. You know what Ramadan is?
I don't know anything to say about it.
I believe it is a Islamic holiday.
That's all I know.
Where they fast from sunset to sundown. That includes water. They don't eat or drink from sunup to sundown. I'll never forget, there was this kid in my class in middle school. I knew Ramadan was happening. And I caught him at the water fountain. And I was just curious. I was like, hey, I thought... Isn't it Ramadan?
Is there a solar eclipse?
And
it's eclipse?
Like he forgot. And he literally was like... he like spit it out. He's like, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh my gosh. You're welcome. I low-key saved this guy.
You convicted this man.
Yeah.
Wow, he's got strong convictions himself.
Yep, I got him.
Good for him. I've never had a... called someone out for breaking Ram before.
Yeah, I was not... It was just kind of like, wait, are you supposed to be doing that? And he was like, thank you, dude.
Wow.
No problem.
Do you have any holiday plans?
I need some water. Doing Christmas this year.
You are?
Yep. Doing Christmas. We're not doing, Kwanzaa?
That's one.
Who does Kwanzaa?
I think that is for people 5'8 and shorter.
Okay.
maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
I know they have something.
Right. I don't know. I forgot. So I'm going to kind of take your word on that one. I'm not doing Kwanzaa. What are the other holidays this time of year?
We got President's Day's in January, MLK Day's in January, okay. Groundhog Day's right around the corner, always sneaks up on you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then let's see what else.
No, for Christmas, Christmas, New Year's, I don't know, nothing that exciting.
Do you have New Year's plans yet?
No.
I want to go somewhere.
I don't. I need to make those plans. Yeah, I don't really know, man. I'm just out here living.
Do you think you'll you kind of took the reins this year? You cooked your family a turkey for Thanksgiving. Do you think you will cook your family something for Christmas?
No.
Christmas ham?
No, I'm just going.
Christmas dog?
Just
could be fun. You could start new traditions. You're married now.
Yeah,
you can start Christmas whatever tradition you want.
Know what? Yeah. Save a pig, roast a dog. I think that's a Christmas saying.
Yeah.
Save a pig, roast a dog.
Hey, everyone, gather around. We're having a Christmas dog. New thing. First annual.
That's right.
First annual.
On the 12th day of Christmas.
We got a Rottweiler this year. So thick in the back.
Should 5 pit bull ribs. Yum.
Dude, what? There was one show we did where you were talking to a woman and she said she had a dog and you were just like, oh, like what dog do you have? It made me laugh so hard. She had like a...
I think she literally had a Rottweiler and a pit bull.
Yeah. You're like, don't go to her house.
Yeah. I knew it because I think pit bull people are very sensitive because everyone's like, yeah. Oh yeah. I knew someone had a pit bull. It ate a small bear or something.
Yeah, like, it marinated the human's ribs.
And they'll send videos like, oh, you're telling me this guy's dangerous and it'll be a pit bull being nice. It's like, oh, yeah. We know they're capable of like you know, not to compare, but Hitler could have a decent conversation. But
they would compare him to like actual pit bull.
I don't know. That was
bad. Mr. 305, you know, he's known for violence sometimes, but he'd be nice.
I did kind of, she said that. I was like, I'm just going to go for it. I was just like, geez. Yeah. Don't go to her house.
That was so funny. Yeah. You went off on her for a while. It was great.
I forgot what I said, but.
Because I think it was like a pit buller and a Rottweiler mutt.
Yeah.
It's like, geez.
My gosh. What are you protecting over there? Could you imagine? You ever go to people's house, you ring the doorbell, and just immediately met with like, and you're like, okay. I don't want to come in here.
Whoa.
Get down. He's fine. He's just fine.
Get a safe or whatever you're protecting. I promise you, like a steel safe can protect it.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah. He's weird around people on the porch. Come on in.
I feel like maybe it's just I grew up with a beagle, which great dog because they literally, this is sad. Beagles are, I think, what they use a lot to test products on because they're dogs that are so nice. They just don't fight back at any way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, really, really.
Oh, no.
So beagles, like, that's the go-to. They're just they've never been aggressive to anyone ever, you know. Great dog. So, yeah, I'll be like, this is our new long-haired dachshund. And you're like, it's a dog this big, and you get near it, and it just starts going. You're like, okay, am I supposed to pet it? Like, what am I supposed to do? Can you get it to stomp? I don't like this.
It's like, hey, just talk. It can sense the fear. It's like, yeah, I'm reeking with fear.
Yeah.
Of course he can smell it. You can see it in my eyes. I reek of fear right now.
I don't like it, man. I don't like this.
With the dog, calm down my scent.
It's just a weird, because you have a little dog and it starts being aggressive towards you. I'm like, okay, stop. I don't know these people that well. I'm very close to being in a position where I've got to make a choice to take a bite.
Fight or flight.
Or take a swipe, man. Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry I punted your Pomeranian, but it was nipping at my Achilles.
It was showing me its teeth, and that's weird when you see like an animal's teeth.
I didn't
want to
do that.
Yeah. I had a girl sneeze on my Achilles last night. She was like 4 years old, but I still smacked her. Didn't like it.
With the paddle?
Yeah.
Just a clean backhand.
I needed to work on my backhand anyway, and it showed. I didn't get her clean.
Just knocked the chicken right out of her mouth. Really, yeah. She was just standing by her and just...
Yeah, just right. I was like, oh, that was the back of my leg. Cool. But whatever.
Yeah, I love when strangers do that. Thanks.
It was cool. I wasn't wearing a mask on my calf, so it's my own fault.
Right.
Dude, I posted that, you know, I posted some things from pickleball and I got some brutal replies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like, what a, wow, somebody's a loser.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Not.
Oh.
Those are different. Those are in a different category.
Okay, sorry.
And those are mainly from you and your burner account. Okay, I'm on to you.
Grow up.
Stop. Get a real hobby. It was just like, oh, so I guess we're just not wearing masks. And just like,
oh, you did get some of those.
Yeah. One person was like, so just F wearing mask, huh? And I said, this sounds like a question for the mayor. She didn't like that.
Okay. All right.
Did not like that at all.
Oh, it was just you playing pickleball?
Yeah. I mean, I was just like abiding by the rules that were there. And yeah. Pickleball, right, like, you're 6 feet apart the entire time you're playing pickleball. There's a net between you.
And there's
a big court.
Rules are different everywhere. It is very, very confusing.
Santa's going to have a tough go of it this year. Every city,
no kidding.
Restrictions.
Yep.
Good luck.
Florida, he kissing mommy in Florida, right?
No That's problem. That's where the song originated.
No problem.
Florida man seen kissing mom, allegedly Santa.
Yeah. Classic. But yeah, they're LA. I feel like LA's been so strict, but they still have bad problems, I guess, because it's just a bunch of young people still having parties or something, but... They're literally doing like a full-fledged don't leave your house type thing. I think everything's closed. Like,
LA has very interesting rules right now. I haven't really gone into it that much because it doesn't pertain to me. But it's like you're told to not leave your house or even like go in your yard. Don't go on walks. But if you're a certain essential worker, you can. And if it's like a certain like sporting, like I legitimately think if you are walking along the street with a pickleball paddle, then that's fine. Like, seriously, like, it's, like, weird rules like that.
It is weird rules. And then you're like, I wear my mask going into this facility. Once I step on the pickleball court, I'm playing. I take it off. I step off. I put it on. And, yeah, but when...
But don't leave your homes.
You have the one clip with your mask off, and everyone's like, why aren't you having it on? Like, they said I could take it off. I don't know what to do.
I know so many people who live in LA who are just like, I'm ready to move. I'm ready to get out of here. This is a lot. This is taxing on my mental health.
Yeah, it's...
Sounds tough. I'm sorry.
It's a tough year to be in a huge city. I fully believe that. Yeah, man. We're almost done with the year, though.
Almost done.
pretty wild to think about. 2020 more weeks, man. I'm very, yeah, I do need to make some New Year's plans pronto because they're going to hit different this year.
Yeah. I got invited to go to Vegas by one set of friends, mm-hmm. which would be fun. I also got invited maybe to go to Dallas, which would be warm. So that's enticing. Well, I don't know how warm it'll be.
Kind of.
Warmer than here.
Right.
Other than that, you can't really go many places.
I know. Do Less God Bless, people. The podcast, the final one.
The last melon.
Do you have any? What are we going to leave the people with? Because they'll never hear from you or see you again.
This will be. This is my. I'd say, if I die young, bury me inside. Lay me down on a bed of roses. And lastly, I mean, just take me to the river.
Okay.
At dawn.
Sing the words of a love song.
Sing the words of a love song is what, yeah, I had Trey proofread my eulogy.
Okay.
And something with a penny is worth more now.
Yeah.
End of eulogy.
If you're going to take me out, man, hit me with your best shot. Hit me with your best shot.
Fire away.
Fire away.
Come on.
That's it. I don't know. I don't know. I think that's kind of the only words. That's all.
It's so hard to remember lyrics doing anything other than singing it.
Right.
Like to just say, like, if you just speak the national anthem.
Yeah.
You would lose it pretty quickly on.
Just pick the totally wrong song with like no lyrics. Just tequila. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. I don't. Roxanne. 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 Roxanne.
Sweet Caroline. Ba ba ba.
That's Sweet it. Caroline. Yeah. It's just the weird spoken word. Have you ever thought of the anthem's words? Like, I've never once, till right now, thought about what the words even mean. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light. What does that mean? So,
I think it's all metaphorical.
I think it was originally in like Hebrew or something, and it just
the Rosetta Stone helped translate it for us. Finally,
by the dawn's early light.
It seems like morning time.
What so proudly we hailed?
What a weird way to say we said what, something,
dude. I 9 times out of 10 I can't remember all the words. I was saying, can you see by the dawn's early light? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last.
This is very fancy ways of just saying like it was morning, and then I said something confidently, and now it's sunset.
I think we won, and the day's done. There were bombs going off. The flag was still flying.
I'm lost.
And we're free and we're brave.
The end.
And that's how we end. America. Do Less God Bless. Podcast. Season 1.
Season 1 is concluding. But we've got other podcasts.
Yes, absolutely. You can get me and Jake, all the me and Jake you want. Do Less Guest Pod. It's a great one.
Yes.
TreyKennedy.com/DLG.
DLG for Trey and I. That's the only place you can find us still together. Mm-hmm. I've got Ghost Runners. Trey's got Correct Opinions. And we have each other. The pod.
We got more videos. All this stuff coming. Thank you guys so much. Have a great end of your year. 2021 is going to be our year.
Yeah. And seriously, thanks for listening. I know there's a lot of you out there who probably listen to all 22 episodes.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. And
thanks
want
a lot.
You to know that we do enjoy that a lot. So thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. All right, y'all. See you on the other pods and all the other stuff. Bye.